Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And FEMA has denied Michigan's appeal for more federal disaster aid after the March 2025 ice storm, which caused widespread damage and power outages in northern parts of the state. Major requests for permanent utility repairs, individual assistance, and hazard migration or mitigation funding were rejected, though a separate grant request remains under review. President Trump's July disaster declaration remains in effect for emergency recovery in 13 counties and the Little Traverse Bay bands of Ottawa Indians, while state officials continue local recovery support and updates. And in Caseville, members of the Caseville School District's National Honor Society are doing a collection drive to help deployed soldiers. From November 1 to November 14th, the NHS, will be accepting new donated items to send to soldiers. Some of the suggested items to donate are fleece throw blankets, journal books, beanie hats, coffee K-pods, holiday stocking with sample sizes of colognes, hanging car air fresheners, handmade cards, notes, and letters. Donated items will be accepted at the Caseville School to be delivered to those soldiers who won't be home for the holidays because they are deployed overseas. And the Social Security Administration announced there will be a slight increase in benefit payments in 2026. The cost of living adjustment will be 2.8% for the coming year, which is slightly higher than last year's rate of 2.5% for Social Security monthly payments. Benefits will be a little more because of the slight increase in inflation. According to the chart provided by SSA, the 2.8% will mean an increase of about $56 based on an average monthly benefit of 2015. However, some of that increase will be decreased with expected increases in premiums for Medicare Part B, which cover outpatient services and more. The cost of medical coverage is expected to increase by about $21.50 per month in 2026. The increase in benefits was to have been released on October 15th, but was delayed because of the shutdown of federal operations due to wrangling over the proposed 2026 budget. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the U.S. continues to face challenges breaking free from China's grip on rare earth elements used in manufacturing. President Trump is working with Asian partners to secure alternative sources. Despite new trade deals, American firms remain heavily dependent on Chinese exports. Officials say supply chain diversification is an urgent priority for technology and defense. The administration vows to invest in domestic mining and recycling capabilities, industry analysts caution that progress will require sustained, long-term commitments. When we come back after this Bresky sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, former intelligence officials revealed new details about Osama bin Laden's escape after the U.S. raid in Pakistan. Reports claim bin Laden disguised himself as a woman to elude capture. Sources say he avoided detection by crossing into remote regions. The revelations have sparked renewed debate about the aftermath of the raid. Security experts analyze persistent terrorist threats in South Asia. Governments continue to invest in intelligence cooperation. And we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message. We'll get to our obituaries.
Want to make your John Deere tractor more efficient? Now is the perfect time to add Frontier implements to your John Deere tractor from Tri-County Equipment. John Deere and Tri-County Equipment have great financing options on Frontier implements, including 0% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers. Select John Deere backhoes are available with 0% financing for 60 months. And select John Deere tillers also qualify for 0% financing for 60 months. That's not all. John Deere and Tri-County Equipment also have select zero-turn mowers available for up to $1,000 off. Plus, you can save up to $3,000 on select John Deere XUV Gator utility vehicles. Whether you're upgrading attachments or adding new versatility to your operation, now's the time to save big. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today. These deals are only valid until November 2nd, 2025.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and for this hour, we have no obituaries to report. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment. Locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.